This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and join us here. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about some gun-related news here tonight. The good news is that New Hampshire has constitutional carry now.
Woo-hoo.
As of earlier this morning. Law was signed into effect that will basically make it so people who are not felons and or otherwise prohibited from carrying guns, so pretty much, you know, the average person can carry a gun without asking government permission, concealed or openly, in the state of New Hampshire.
Yes. Loaded.
Correct, yes. Loaded or unloaded. Your choice. So, and that's good news. The bad news is out of a federal appeals court in Virginia regarding a Maryland law that bans 40-something guns. 40 so-called assault rifles. The court basically, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, essentially saying that, yeah, there's a, you know, that Second Amendment thing, but we don't really believe it applies to weapons of war.
Even though at the time that the Second Amendment was written, the, you know, standard weapon of war was, you know, some kind of like muzzle loader or flintlock.
Yeah. So that's not good news. But in other related news to guns, we had mentioned the Ghost Gunner. You'd brought up the Ghost Gunner, Daryl, which is a product that is marketed by Defense Distributed. That's run by Cody Wilson, who we've had on this show in the past. He is known mostly for creating the Liberator, the first world's first 3D printed gun. And that's where the controversy comes in, because I remembered that there was some sort of court case with him, but I wasn't sure if it was about the Liberator or the Ghost Gunner. Turns out it's about the Liberator. Here is the most recent story that I found from 3dprint.com. This came out in September of 2016. Court cases having to do with 3D printing are usually related to copyright infringement, and there certainly are a lot of those, as the legal system struggles to keep up with the convoluted intellectual property issues related to the expanding digital world. No 3D printing related court case, however, is as well known and controversial as Defense Distributed versus the Department of State. It's been a long, drawn-out battle, beginning in 2013 when Cody Wilson, the founder of Defense Distributed, published the open-source files for his 3D-printed handgun, the Liberator, online. The State Department later ordered that he take those files down, which, of course, you know, they'd already gotten out there, so
right.
There are already multiple distributions of the Liberator plans on the Internet, so the old Streisand effect, try to suppress something and it gets more popular.
Right, and if you put something on BitTorrent, it is not being stored in the United States.
That's true.
Per se, it's stored everywhere.
But he had them on his website, so he had to take those down under this order from the State Department, and he did do that. But not before thousands had already downloaded them and spread them elsewhere on the Internet. In 2015, with the help of gun rights organization, the Second Amendment Foundation, Wilson filed a federal lawsuit claiming the State Department had violated not only his Second Amendment, but his First Amendment rights. But not only should you have the right to bear arms, but you should have the right to talk about your arms and explain how you
about whatever.
Yeah, explain how you built those arms, which is what essentially the plans are for the Liberator. It's a set of instructions.
I cut them off of a bear.
It's what now?
I said I cut them off of a bear.
The arms, the 3D printed files are basically a set of instructions that your computer follows and sends to the printer that it follows, and then it results in parts being printed out that you then follow more instructions on putting together, and you have yourself a gun. So, again, basic freedom of speech argument there. So he filed this lawsuit, and by suppressing his right to share information online, Wilson argued that the State Department was violating his right to free speech. His request for a preliminary injunction was denied on the grounds that the safety of the public outweighed any damages that Wilson had suffered from the alleged violation of his rights. as the State Department said in its initial letter to Wilson, posting files for weapons online may be in violation of the International Traffic in Arms Regulations, the ITAR, as the files could be accessed by anyone, domestic or overseas. So they essentially were arguing that, well, it's fine if you share your free speech with people in Texas or here in the United States, but you can't just put weapons plans on the internet. Terrorists could download those. This is essentially what
so
the,
ridiculous.
Yeah,
terrorists could get jobs working for the government and then wind up shooting people in San Bernardino, California as well.
Wilson responded by filing an appeal to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, but this week, and again this was in September, this week he was dealt another defeat as the court ruled in a 2-1 decision that national security still supersedes Wilson's right to free speech. Now, this is a disturbing opinion that suggests that free speech is in no way a primary right that people actually have. All the state has to do is claim, well, national security, and then they have all the justification they need, apparently, to restrict your free speech.
Isn't that what Hitler did?
Sounds probably very familiar to the homeland.
So just to add to this a little bit, if anybody wants to listen to some great interviews with Cody Wilson, Ernie Hancock's had him on several times,
yeah.
and they're very in-depth, very detailed. It's just simply Google Freedom's Phoenix, Cody Wilson. It'll bring you right to Ernie Hancock's show, and you can listen to them MP3s, and they're great.
Yeah, he does a good job, no doubt about it.
So here's something that's very interesting. Just looking around, trying to find out if I can find these files, and surprise, surprise, archive.org
has them. Nice. Very nice.
Many of my friends have them, too.
So here's an excerpt from the decision slapping down Cody Wilson at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Quote, ordinarily, of course, the protection of constitutional rights would be the highest public interest at issue in a case. That is not necessarily true here, however, because the State Department has asserted a very strong public interest in national defense. Now, remember, the word public is code for government. Usually when you see the government people using the word public, they want you to think about the people. But if you replace it with government, it makes more sense. The statement makes more sense here, right?
That's
if
accurate.
You say they've asserted a very strong government interest in national defense, but they asserted a very strong public interest, as though the people are somehow more interested in the government's ability to control than their own rights.
Right. And now there are some cases, or rather case law, case precedent, where the courts have ruled that there must be a compelling government interest to be able to do a thing. And here they're trying to say, well, there's a public interest. But again, it's basically a government interest where they're trying to, basically, they're projecting, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, I'm scared, so therefore everybody is scared.
With the word being public, also remember that the people are private. The people are not public. So anything is public, like public, you know, partnerships is, you know, is a good example.
Public streets.
Public everything. Public is always government.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. It's always important to know their code words when they're using
legalese.
So going on here, so a strong public interest in national defense and national security. The ruling goes on to say that, quote, indeed, the State Department's stated interest in preventing foreign nationals, including all manner of enemies of this country, from obtaining technical data on how to produce weapons and weapon parts, is not merely tangentially related to national defense and national security. It lies squarely within that interest. So what they're saying is the fact that there are so-called enemies of the United States, the boogeyman out there, whether it's
U.S. citizens or enemies of the United States,
whether it's the communists or whether it's, you know, the terrorists or whoever the boogeyman of the moment is, the fact that there is a enemy out there is the justification they're using to destroy your freedom. That's the justification they're using to say, well, sorry, but we're just going to have to dampen your free speech over here because we have enemies.
So I wonder if they're going to start treating this these files that have the diagrams on how to build a liberator the same way they'd be treating someone having child porn on their device.
Or drugs or whatever. Yeah, sure. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Get a little more here about Cody Wilson and his case, what's going on there, and you can share your thoughts with us. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. It doesn't have to be about guns. That's been the bulk of the conversation tonight, but you can bring up anything. And this is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. We're coming up.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the dead doctor's don't lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. It's our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, with you in the studio, it's me, Ian.
Jay.
And Daryl.
We got more here to come on the latest from Defense Distributed, the court's case that has been filed by Defense Distributed and its founder, Cody Wilson, regarding the gun known as the Liberator, the 3D printed gun, the world's first 3D printed gun. Now, there were subsequent 3D printed guns as well. I don't know what their legal status is or who their creators were, but we've talked to Cody Wilson in the past here on Free Talk Live. And I hope that he ultimately prevails in this, what I consider to be very important, not just freedom to bear arms case, but freedom of speech case, where essentially Cody Wilson is arguing that, well, I'm just putting plans on the internet. What's the problem with that? These are plans for something that someone can print out with their 3D printer that, yes, you can assemble the parts together and, you know, have a gun that will fire a few times. Apparently, you know, the more you fire these 3D printed guns, or at least the Liberator, the more dangerous they become. So you need to, you know, be careful. Buyer beware when it comes to building these things,
right,
from what I understand. But, and I've heard that the subsequent guns that have come out have gotten better, but I haven't done a lot of research on it. Anyway, the state's argument is essentially that, well, there's bad guys in the world, and so therefore we can restrict your freedom of speech because the state has enemies. And that is a disturbing concept that it shouldn't be unfamiliar with longtime listeners
of
the show.
That was sort of the thing that
Hitler
precipitated.
Said.
No, I'm going back a little further than that. John Adams used as justification for the Alien and Sedition Act.
Yeah, this is an old argument for sure. And this is the argument essentially that the state always uses to infringe upon freedoms. Oh, you can't just get on an airline. There's bad guys out there, so we need to strip you down. Oh, you can't just, you know, put stuff on the internet. Somebody who we don't like might get get wind of it. So therefore, you can't say anything that you want to say. It's a crazy idea, and unfortunately, there's probably some court precedent for it, so he may not be victorious on this. But nonetheless, there's more to the story, and we'll get to that coming up here in moments. But first, we go to the Skype, where James is on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
That was a pretty funny story, Jay, that you told about the Winnebago being on autopilot.
You like that?
Yeah, I'm as baffled as you are when I listen to you spin a bunch of stupid conspiracy theories that I don't think you're joking about. You actually take that seriously because you listen to losers like Jay Norrie or Ernie Hancock, the sucker that he is. And
he's a good man.
No, he's not, and neither
actually,
are you.
Actually, he is quite a good man. I know
him
personally.
No, he's not.
Do you know him?
Somebody
that
spins conspiracy theories is not a good man.
Has he ever done anything to you?
How is
he has, actually, and I'll be happy to answer that on the other end of the call if I may speak about what I called in to talk about, but I'd be happy to answer that.
Well, it sounds like you've called in to insult Jay, so do you have anything, like, you know, actually worth saying?
Jay has more than insulted me, and I'm not the one that started with insults. Jay did.
Pretty sure he
didn't. I love how you guys do, too, and then you take insult to me insulting you back, but you're not really a minister either. Jay, again, I want to talk to you about your Looney Tune conspiracy theories. And by the way, I'd be happy to come to Keene, New Hampshire, and take you up on working with you. You said I'd have fun.
Yeah, maybe you want to go stack some hay, cut some firewood.
I'm not averse to work like the person that you're looking at right now, who, as we both know, is averse to work and has never had a real job since
he works really hard, actually.
Keene. Anyway, I'll
take
you up on
that. Both these guys work hard.
Jay, I'll take you up on that.
Cool.
I don't work for free because I know I'll have so much fun that the city, the good people of Keene, New Hampshire, will thank me when they found that you've moved from town after having had to spend a day with me, because I'll talk your ear off with the truth. And I'll deprogram you, and you'll literally go into shock because you, again, Ernie Hancock's not a good person.
Oh, come on.
When you talk about Rothschilds and international bankers and
George Bush and
the president now are puppets of people you can't name. Literally, you can't name the international bankers, but you say it, and therefore it's true. These are conspiracy theories, and you learn this dope dealing from dope dealers called Ernie Hancock, who should be in jail,
no,
literally, for being a liar. Just like the two people you're sitting next to should be in jail for being liars. But, Jay, again, it's your responsibility to back up that Rothschilds, for sure. Ian Bernard said when you brought him up, for sure, control the world and are worse than – they're like the worst family on earth. Where do you get this stuff from again?
Well, it's
George Nuri. And
I didn't say anything about
Hancock.
That.
No, Jay Loon did, and you said for sure last week. You can check out the archives, Ian Bernard. I'm quoting you. But I know you say you don't do drugs, Ian Bernard. It was only a week ago. I know you talk out of your sassafras all the time, but you don't remember the things you say very well, do you?
I think Jay Loon is a hilarious nickname. I love it.
It is.
He is creative
Jay
about
Looney
those.
Tune.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, James. It's enough from you. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, I don't know anything about the Rothschilds. I, you know, whatever it was I said, I don't, yeah, it's true. I don't recall it. But I don't claim to be one of the people who's in any way an expert on the international intrigue of who runs what and who's in charge of what.
So there was some interesting exchange between a guy named Ishmael Mayer Rothschild and Andrew Jackson about the centralized banking system. And
it was way back.
Yeah, 1836.
Okay.
If you read Andrew Jackson's Beto of the Banking Act of 1836, you could learn some stuff. But in history there, and this was at some John Birch Society stuff that I went to when I was like a teenager at my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did a lot of presentations on, you know, the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. And Ishmael Mayer Rothschild was like a guy who, he was like president or in charge of the London Bank or something. And he basically was like threatening Andrew Jackson, you know, that he would tear the country in two if they didn't allow this bank to happen. And, you know, and there was alleged assassination hits put on Andrew Jackson by this, you know, Ishmael Mayer Rothschild, I believe is how you say his name. But anyways, that was just some stuff I was recalling from, you know, well, 20 years ago, you know.
So you're saying you started learning about the, let's call them conspiracies, long before you even knew about Ernie Hancock.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, yeah. Ernie's got nothing to do with it, so yeah.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's get back into the story from 3dprint.com about the Liberator, the 3D-printed gun, the world's first. Now, while it can be argued the Liberator itself, a single-shot plastic handgun, doesn't pose a major national security threat, it could be just the tip of the iceberg. The court's ruling seems to have less to do with the nature of the original files and more to do with the possibly dangerous precedent they could set. Wilson announced earlier this year, this was late 2016 when this was written, that he intended to make files for a 3D printable machine gun available online as soon as he was permitted to do so, generating a lot of concern from security experts. It's not necessarily over for Defense Distributed, though. The case will now be sent back down to the district level for further review, and Wilson could appeal again, asking this time for an en banc hearing before the entire Fifth Circuit rather than the typical three-judge panel. One of the judges on that panel was definitely sympathetic to Wilson's cause. However, District Judge Edith Jones argued that the court showed zero regard for the First Amendment and that the ruling falls into the category of prior restraint on speech, i.e. suppressing the publication of information before it has been published. We can share more with you, and you can share your thoughts with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether it's conspiracy theory or the real-life taking of your rights by people out in the open, like the government guys, this is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can help Free Talk Live and get the stuff you were going to buy anyway by going to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's some other stores like Walmart as well, but you go through those links and Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. Amazon links include Amazon US, UK, and Canada. You just go in, click on the Amazon for you at shop.freetalklive.com, and then buy the stuff you were going to buy. And Free Talk Live gets a piece. Otherwise, if you don't do that, then Amazon keeps it all. So why not start shopping at shop.freetalklive.com? As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, we have Jeff, and he's in Illinois. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WRMN. Go ahead.
Thank you. I had a spray air freshener around the room after hearing James. It's kind of like being in an outhouse or something. It's like
burn a little sage.
That is a little bit of a verbal diarrhea from that guy. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Well, you know, you're actually, when you talk to him, you're like, well, people have toxins in themselves, and you're basically, you know, directly responding to or listening to this junk people have within themselves sometimes on a physical basis. I wonder, is it? They have all these things, like the one guy tried to do that thing where he had a machine, and he had people buy a part and put the part in the machine, and they went after him about that. What if people taught people some kind of machine classes or how to make stuff? Would they go nuts about that?
It depends what they're trying to make, right? Depends who's going to go nuts.
Right. I mean, you know, it is ironic, and I appreciate you guys, you know, saying this stuff, bringing up certain things like how the government wants to have beer cats, and then they want you to have the semi-automatic stuff, you know. And so I think
they don't want you to have guns,
right?
Yet they want all the toys and the tools.
They want. Oh, by the way, Janet in Capitano said that if you are a Second Amendment person or a veteran or different types of people, maybe pro-lifers, then you are a terrorist. You know who the terrorists are, in case you want to know if you're for the Second Amendment.
Well, I mean, it's pretty clear who the terrorists are. Terrorists are people that use violence and the threat of violence to achieve political goals and or to try to influence the politics. And ultimately, that's what the state does all the time. So
sure.
State governments, yeah. Federal governments, local governments, they are engaging in terrorism on a daily basis. It's just they want to distract you by showing you these other terrorists, the ones who, you know, wear scary balaclavas and, you know, cut people's heads off. They want you to think that they're the real danger when, in point of fact, those people aren't really a threat to people in the United States.
I called the Palmer Town tax collector a terrorist to his face.
How'd that go?
Oh, he's like, what are you talking about? And I says, well, if I don't pay these taxes, men with guns are going to show up and kick me off my property, right?
And they did.
And I said, so you're using threats of violence against me unless I pay you this extortion you want. You are the textbook definition of a terrorist. Yeah, he closed the door and walked away.
Wow. We have way too much government. There's a thing called regional government. Have you guys heard of regional government?
Regional or reasonable?
Regional.
Regional.
RTA, Regional Transportation Authority. It's an extra layer of government. You guys have several state legislators. In Illinois, a previous governor, the Democrat that just got out, when he was decades
the
ago.
The one that's in prison or the one that's not yet in prison?
The one that's not yet in prison.
Okay.
Let me think. The guy that's the feather duster instead of the he was a bald one. But anyway, so when he was governor, before he was governor, he did this thing where they got rid of a bunch of our state legislators, and he said he was, like, reducing the size of government. But what he was doing was reducing the amount of representation people had.
Yeah, that's true. What did it go from? How many were there, and then how many did they reduce down to?
You know, it seemed like it was a fraction of what it was. And also, another thing is we have bad constitutions, state constitutions that are, like, in Illinois, it says, subject to police powers, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Well, that's from the 1970 Constitution, which, they, of course, is against the U.S. Constitution, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry for people living in Illinois. It's one of the worst.
New state constitutions.
Yeah, it's one of the worst police states out there. Thanks for sharing that with us,
Thanks
Jeff.
A lot.
Appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We were talking about Defense Distributed, the company based out of, I believe, Austin, Texas, where Cody Wilson has been making headlines globally because of his 3D printable gun, the Liberator, and other devices.
So apparently the Illinois legislature was shrunk in 1982 from 177 members to 118.
Yeah, Jeff is right. That would reduce representation and do very little to actually shrink the government.
That was also 34 years ago, so not recently.
Yeah, I mean, it's not recent.
Well,
but
he said the most recent governor.
Shrink
the size of the legislature.
Right, yeah, so that was actually a long time ago. Maybe he's living in a time warp. I don't know.
Or maybe the most recent governor proposed shrinking the size.
Even further? Could be. The classic story from 3dprint.com, continuing about the court that has essentially ruled in favor of restricting freedom of speech. This case is continuing, however. It's not over yet. Ruling that one cannot place on a website instructions on how to 3D print a gun in the United States because somebody outside of the United States, who's the supposed enemy of the United States government, might find those plans is their justification. And District Judge Edith Jones argued the court showed zero regard for the First Amendment and that the ruling falls into the category of prior restraint on speech. She says, quote, the classic description of a prior restraint is an administrative or judicial order forbidding certain communications when issued in advance of that time such communications are to occur. Though not unconstitutional per se, any system of prior restraint bears a heavy presumption of unconstitutionality, unquote. However, her opinion was the minority of the opinions on the court, and so for now, Wilson is back to square one. Meanwhile, he can continue designing and producing 3D-printed weaponry, as well as selling the Ghost Gunner CNC mill designed to fabricate the lower receiver of an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle. The court reiterates that its ruling applies only to the files that are published online. They say, quote, well, with CNC milling files supplied by Defense Distributed, Ghost Gunner operators are able to produce fully functional, unserialized, and untraceable metal AR-15 lower receivers in a largely automated fashion. Everything discussed above is legal for United States citizens, regardless of the outcome of this case. This case concerns Defense Distributed's desire to share all of its 3D printing and CNC milling files online, available without cost to anyone located anywhere in the world, free of regulatory restrictions, which is, of course, what anyone should be able to do in a so-called free country, but we all know by now that it's not a free country.
I wonder what the government of North Korea's opinion is on people being able to download this data and make their own weapons. I bet you it's very similar to the opinion of the United States government.
Finally, Defense Distributed, according to 3dprint.com, also sells prefabricated lower receivers for the AR-15 and AR-10. It remains to be seen whether Wilson will continue to pursue his fight with the government, but considering how doggedly he has pursued it thus far, I suspect we haven't seen the last of this case. So that's the latest I saw. Maybe there's something that's newer. Of course, the federal court system tends to have its gears turn very slowly, so it may very well be that September of 2016 is the last update on this. If you know more, if you're following the case closely, definitely give us a call toll-free at 855-450-FREE.
If you have a case number, get that to me off the air. I'll take a look in Pacer.
I do not have a case number, but you can actually search four names in the Pacer system, so that would be the best
right,
way to find out.
Right, but Wilson is not exactly a uncommon last name.
True.
So digging through all of the Wilsons might be a little difficult.
I might be
we'll
able to
discuss
find
it off the
yeah.
air.
I'll see what I can do. Toll free number here 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Jay Noon was recently at a kind of a tour stop for the daughter and the wife of one of the men who was shot to death in the Oregon standoff situation.
That's right. The boy Finnicum's wife and daughter.
More coming up.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from
from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You can bring up anything that you want. In these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And also, you can save at Purse. SaveATPurse.com. That's where you can go. If you want to save, let's say, 20, 25%, you choose your discount when it comes to saveatpurse.com. You save on your purchases at Amazon. But here's the catch, and there's just one catch. You have to use Bitcoin or one of the other more popular alternatives to Bitcoin, one of the other cryptocurrencies. If you don't have cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, sorry, you can't benefit from saveatpurse.com. But this is a great reason to go out and get some Bitcoin, because you can save easily 20, 25%, 15%. You decide. Now, I've been using 25% recently because I've been getting it. There was a time when I didn't feel like I could get 25% off. But now it's, you know, every time I'm on there, I'm using 25%, and somebody fulfills my order within a day usually. It's amazing. And why not? I mean, if you can save 20, 25%, why would you choose to pay full price? I mean, hello. It makes sense. It works. This is real. I've been using it for more than 2 years of my life. So this isn't some sort of flash in the pan website that's going to disappear tomorrow.
And you've bought some high ticket items on here.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, if you're going to buy a high ticket item, you might as well save 10, 15, 20%. SaveAtPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com. That's where you can go to get started.
I just happened to have looked at mine a couple days ago. I've saved almost $450.
Sweet. How many orders did you see that?
Like 45.
Nice. Again, those were 45 orders that you would have paid full price for otherwise.
Yes. Yeah. I'm over $700 on mine. I bought a lot of high-end tools the past couple years.
Yeah.
So, well, like, one tool was $610 on a Snap-on truck. with Purse and Amazon, I ended up getting it for $309.
That's a huge discount.
Absolutely.
And it's the same product, same exact quality thing,
yes.
So, Jay, you were recently at a tour stop. Apparently, the daughter and wife, or I guess widow now, of Lavoie Finicum.
That's correct.
We're doing some sort of a tour, like a Freedom or Know Your Rights tour. I want you to tell me more about that, but let's recap who Lavoie Finicum is for listeners that may not be familiar.
So Lavoie Finicum is a northern Arizona rancher, and even before...
Or was, I guess.
And he was one of the guys, so this might be a little inaccurate, but I'm pretty sure that he went up to the Bundy's ranch when they had that kind of like standoff up there.
Everybody, a few years ago, yeah. Like four or five years ago.
And so he's been doing these videos for a while. He's been very outspoken in, about freedom and liberty. He's been having problems with the BLM for years because he had a BLM lease.
Bureau of Land Management.
Right. And basically on this land that he had the lease on, he owns the water and the grass. And then somebody else owns the timber and somebody else owns, you know, the minerals. For example.
Oh, that's weird.
Well, that's the way it works. And I didn't really understand exactly how this really worked until I went to this event the other night in Haverhill, Mass, where Chalice and Jeanette Finicum, Jeanette's the widow, Chalice is the daughter. I think that's how you say her name. I could be saying it wrong. Anyways, so these two women did a really good job explaining this. But Lavoie has been an activist for years. And his activism's really good. He's the kind of guy, he seems like he comes from a place of love. He really mm-hmm. means it. Yeah, I think he's got 11 or 12 kids. And they grew up, you know, he's a cowboy. He's a rancher. And so he grew up working hard, and all his kids work hard, and they all do all that, you know, ranching type stuff. Kind of similar to how I grew up. I, you know, more of a New England, you know, upraising in the horse business, really, and farming myself. But anyways, so he went up to... try to make a difference up here with the guys. I forget their name.
The Malheur Wildlife Refuge.
Yeah, he's
in Oregon.
In Oregon. So the Bundys.
That was like
a
year ago now when that happened.
Yes.
So it was the winter time. I think it was. Actually, I think they went up in the beginning of January of last year, 2016, and
correct. The place was closed.
Occupied it for several weeks. Ultimately, sort of whittling down their numbers as people were leaving, you know, yep. having to go back home or just didn't want to confront the feds, so they ended up leaving. Ended up being a very small group of people that was still occupying that place, and he was one of them. He and some of the folks from the occupying group traveled, or they were attempting to travel to a town, I guess, a nearby town, if I'm recalling correctly.
I think they were supposed to actually go have a meeting, or try and have a meeting with a sheriff to basically explain to the sheriff, hey, let's, you know, get the feds out of here. You know, it's all about property rights.
They got run off the road as they were driving towards this supposed
yep.
meeting. And then this guy, Lavoie Finicum, gets out of the car. It sounded like there might have been shots being fired at them. He gets out, presumably to kind of draw the fire away from the people in the vehicle, and ultimately gets shot to death by, I believe it was state troopers, if I'm recalling correctly, Oregon State State Police, shot to death by the state police, and there was some discussion, disagreement as to whether or not he was trying to pull a gun on the state troopers or if he was just shot down in cold blood. And I don't remember, you know, if that has ever been in any way determined, because the video footage from the federal government, from their drones, was suspect. And the people in the car, of course, believed that Lavoie was a good man who was not going to shoot the police, and that the cop shot him dead for no reason.
Well, his wife and daughter definitely presented a story that, you know, he was targeted. They wanted him to make an example of him. They wanted him out of the picture, because this guy is very well put together on his what he has to say. If you watch his videos, he has the website is One Cowboy Stand for Freedom, and he did a lot of YouTube videos long before this, and he's been doing his activism for quite a while. And
of course, it's worth pointing out that the occupiers were found not guilty by a jury.
Right.
So all of that, all of the police presence, all of the violence on the part of the government was for naught. I mean, they didn't even get their conviction.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But a bunch of these guys are still in jail because they're going to try to charge them on other stuff.
Oh, really?
Yes, they're talking about it. On Facebook, if you guys look up One Cowboy's daughters stand. One cowboy's daughter standing for freedom is the Facebook page about their tour. They're in Georgia right now. I think they're going to.
They were just in Massachusetts the other day.
Saturday. Oh, yeah. Wow. Then Sunday or Monday they're in New York. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Friday they're in New York. Saturday they're in Massachusetts. And then I believe Monday they're in Maryland.
Okay.
I think they're actually in North Carolina tonight.
They're moving down the East Coast.
Tomorrow they're in Georgia.
Okay.
One cowboy's daughter standing for freedom is on Facebook.
So what did they cover? I mean, what did what did you learn while you were there?
Well, what I learned that the feds literally occupy and own 80% of the land in the western United States.
Yeah.
And that they are ridiculous to deal with. For example, Jeanette, the widow of Lavoie, the feds won't even acknowledge or recognize her husband's land lease, and she had to pen up a bunch of her cattle and put them in a feedlot and spend $30,000 feeding her cattle when she's already owns a land lease, is paying a mortgage payment on this land lease, and the BLM won't let her use it. They won't return her call. They're just like ignoring her. They're being ridiculous. They do a cattle drive. They drive their cattle like 50 miles from their ranch to this lease. And as they started doing their cattle drive, they were basically told if you continue your cattle drive, we're showing up there and arresting everybody.
Wow.
So what she did is she hired a bunch of truckers to come and move 150 head of cattle. You know, in a semi, you only get 34 adult cows on a semi.
Mm-hmm.
She had to spend thousands of dollars getting them all trucked. Which, you know, is tremendous inconvenience. I mean, that's why they just push them with horses. You know, you can just walk them and
right.
do it. So this is her second tour she was doing. She did another tour over the summer where she actually came to Massachusetts. They had a Second Amendment rally down in Belchertown, Mass. That my friend Dave Kopaz put on. Dave does a show called Red Pill Politics, which they actually did a filming of the other night in Haverhill. So she talked about how they would go to these towns and the FBI would call up the town manager or the mayor's office, the police department, the county sheriff, and say, hey, domestic terrorists are coming there. And she said that the local town selectmen and the police officers, local town police, were asked if they could raid this place because there might be suspicious characters.
Wow.
And they go on how these two women are domestic terrorists. The FBI has been following them all over the place, basically harassing them, intimidating the towns that they're going into to do stuff. So, and a big thing about this is one of Lavoie's things was, you know, life, liberty, and property. And as soon as any of those three elements are taken, the other two are going to be taken, you know, very quickly. And his biggest thing is they've taken our property. We're all tenants on the land. We can't own property, which I experienced firsthand myself.
That's right. So what was the tour called again?
One cowboy's daughters stand for freedom, or onecowboystandforfreedom.com is the website.
All right, Jay Noon with us here. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, Each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.